People who worry about bias in the news media may need to look in the mirror. Two economists from the University of Chicago studied the political language in more than 400 daily newspapers and found most are offering readers pretty much what they want. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In politics and in newspapers, language matters. And it sometimes seems as if different parties and different papers each have their own dialect. Two University of Chicago economists combed through the congressional record to find the most politically loaded language. Jesse Shapiro says they were looking for phrases used by lawmakers on one side of the aisle and not the other.
A great example is death tax. It's used much more often by Republicans than Democrats, not surprisingly. Tax cut for the wealthiest tend to be used much more often by Democrats.
Likewise, Republicans talk about the war on terror, while Democrats talk about the war in Iraq. The Economist isolated 1,000 of these partisan phrases, then used them to rank more than 400 daily newspapers on what they called their slant index. Slant, in this case, does not mean distortion, but just whether a newspaper's choice of language is more like the Democrats or the Republicans. Shapiro and his colleague then asked what sort of slant each newspaper would adopt, given the politics of its local market, if it wanted to sell the most papers.
The closer the newspaper gets to the ideological position of the consumer, the more readership the newspaper will get. Knowing that allows us to make a guess about if we were this newspaper and all we wanted to do was maximize circulation, where would we locate on this left-right political spectrum?
What they found is that newspapers' actual slant is close to the slant that sells the most papers. In fact, economist Matthew Jensko says the politics of consumers in a given community turns out to be a better predictor of the local newspaper's slant than, say, the politics of the newspaper's owner. What's more, owners with papers in more than one city seem to be pretty flexible about tailoring slant to meet the local demand.
The New York Times, for example, owns not only the New York Times and the Boston Globe, but also newspapers in places like South Carolina and Alabama. And the paper that the New York Times owns in South Carolina doesn't look very different from the average newspaper in South Carolina.
The economists don't argue exactly how newspaper language is shaped, but Jensko says the effect is much like any other marketer that tries to give customers what they want.
A reaction we sometimes get from economists is something like, well, of course, newspapers are in the business of selling newspapers, and not surprisingly, newspapers are making choices about their content in order to satisfy what their readers want.
News purists, however, might take issue with that. Bob Steele, who teaches journalistic values at the Poynter Institute, says while newspapers are a business, he doubts they're choosing language to reflect their readers' beliefs.
The best of journalism challenges the public. The best of journalism makes the readers, the listeners, the viewers take a step back and question their own beliefs. And the best of journalism provokes the public.
David Zeke, who heads the American Society of Newspaper Editors, also questions the Economist's conclusion about what's behind newspaper slant. Zeke says even if editors did set out to match the politics of their readers, the typical newsroom isn't organized enough to do that. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.